Influencers, Men's Ministry. This is a presentation of Influencers West. Find us at influencerswest.org.
Lord, shine your light on me. Lord, shine your light on me. You're the Heavenly Father. You're the King of Kings. So Lord, shine your light on me.
This week's message is Death Call, taken from a movie called Facing the Giants, where coach Grant Taylor asks Brock Kelly, one of his players, to do a death crawl. Brock thinks he can go 20 yards. Coach blindfolds him and encourages him to keep going till he can't give any more. Brock ends up going 100 yards.
When I saw that video, well, I saw the movie for the first time, and then I saw the video, this particular clip again, I couldn't help but think of Jesus Christ in Gethsemane. You know, Jesus came and he knew what his mission was. He knew that he came to die. And he did. So he doesn't mind calling me and you to die. Had he not come and died on the cross and certainly agonized, we saw a good picture of agony, not quitting. When everything in you says quit. Everything in you says it hurts too bad. I got a cardiologist that does that to me on the treadmill. You can make it. You can do more. I said, I can't do any more. You can. And I found out I could. I also found out that if she doesn't get my heart rate up to here, Medicare ain't paying. But I thought of Jesus in Gethsemane. And he was saying, Father, if there's any way for this cup to pass from me, let it pass. Now, keeping in mind, this is our model for character. You want to know what character is? You can come up with any definition you want, and a lot of people will define character. But I define character in my own life as Jesus Christ. His character. His attitude. His perspective. His behavior. His values. And so when Jesus was there in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was saying, Dad, if there's any way for this cup to pass from me, how many times do you think Brock was thinking that, crawling down the 100 yards? When everything in him wanted to quit. And Jesus Christ was in that same place. But his prayer was, not my will. He had surrendered that when he came down to become a man. He surrendered his will. He surrendered his way. He surrendered his plans. He surrendered his destiny into his Father's hands. I don't do anything unless my Father tells me to do it. I don't say anything unless my Father tells me to say it. He knew what he was facing. He knew what the cross was going to be like. He knew what the beatings and the humiliation was going to be like. He's tried to warn you and me that it's going to be the same for you. He tried to tell us in this world you're going to have tribulation, you're going to have trials, you're going to have suffering, you're going to have difficulties. Are you going to give up or not? Are you going to hang in there and be tough in my strength? Because you'll never make it up that field on your own. He had to have that coach going, don't give up on me, don't give up on me. He'd have never made that. He'd have quit. Have you ever been in that situation? Well, you would have quit if there wasn't someone there depending on you. There wasn't someone there that needed you to finish, that needed you to be their dad and to show up and be their dad. They needed you to be their husband, to show up and love them and cherish them no matter what. Guys that needed you at work. Need you to get your job done, to show up on time, to be a man of ethics and integrity, and put out a quality product and give them a good day's work. Every guy's got people that need him. Jesus didn't die on that cross just because he thought that'd be a good way to spend the evening and the next day. He knew a bunch of guys like us would never make it into heaven if he didn't do something. We needed him. And he was willing to suffer and go through the agony. You've seen the movie. And go through the agony of being beaten to a pulp and unrecognizable, the scripture says. How many times does he have to get flesh torn loose with that cat of nine tails before he wanted to say, I can't do it anymore? How long did he have to hang on the cross and this soldier saying, if you're the Son of God, come off that cross, before he came off? And he wouldn't come off. What kept him on the cross, and what will keep you faithful to your wife? What will keep you pursuing righteousness and holiness? What will keep you wanting to be just like Jesus? What distracts you? What do you love more than the Word of God? What do you love more than time in the Word and prayer? Do you actually think that you're going to make a difference for Jesus Christ in a casual, do it if you feel like it, if it's not too early, it's not going to get me out of my comfort zone kind of an attitude? Because that's not even Christian. That's not Christian. That's not Jesus Christ. It was never him. And it won't be anybody following him, truly following him and knowing him and being saved by him that has that attitude over the long haul. We can't justify that and look at his life and how he lived his life and what he sacrificed and what he gave. And the coach was telling Brock, we've got a losing team here. We need to pull together, and you're the most influential player on the team, and I need you, Brock. I need you to finish. I need you to be all in. I need you not to be confused who you're foundational to. I need you to model for these guys because they'll follow you. Are you in or out, Brock? I'm in, he said, coach. You have to see the movie to see what happened. But it's got a pretty good ending. Because one guy on that team decided that he was going to be all in. If nobody else is all in, I'm going to be all in. Guys, when you decide to be all in like Jesus did, they're not going to follow you to the cross. There won't be big crowds running to the cross to be crucified with you. He was crucified between two thieves. Later, he would generate a church of men and women and children who would die before they denied him. And they were hung on crosses and boiled in oil, torn apart by wild animals. People who were or was not worthy. What would cause anybody to do that? To be willing to give up their own life. And no greater love, Jesus said, as a man that he would give his life for his friends. Do you realize every time you turn on that pornography, every time that you drink too much, every time that you use all the profanity we use sometimes, that you're hurting the whole team? Have you thought that that kind of character has no place in this Christian life we profess to have? Have you ever thought that every time you neglect the Word of God, you're hurting your family? Every time you neglect being a man of prayer, you're hurting the team? That God has called you to be intimate with Him. He called you to be a witness. He called you to be an ambassador. He called you to serve Him with all your heart and your soul and your mind. He died on the cross to show us what it looked like, and he said, I'll give you the strength to do the same thing. And I won't give it to you until you need it, but when you need it, it'll be there. But you're going to have to stay faithful to me. You're going to have to follow me with all you've got. You can't hold back. You got to give it all. I want all you got. Because nothing else will do. It just won't. There's a small gate and there's a narrow way, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. Have you ever thought, boy, I want to be just like Jesus? Is that really what you want? I mean, that's what I said I wanted. I want that when I saw the fruit of the Spirit. I want to be that. I want that in my life. And I had no clue what I was saying any more than Peter did when he says, I'm not going to let you die. And God says, Peter, really? Well, look, Peter, before the rooster crows, you'll deny me three times. No way. I'm not just going to go to jail for you if I need to. I'll die for you. Peter was self-righteous. Peter thought he could handle it. He was man enough. But he had to find out that he really wasn't. It's a hard thing for a man to find out that he's not man enough. He can't do it himself. But when it comes to the gospel, when it comes to just living the Christian life, whether it's justified and saved or sanctified and being saved and proving that you're saved, if you come to that place where you really understand I cannot be crucified apart from Him, when Paul says I'm crucified with Christ, that's the only way you could ever be crucified is with Christ. You'll never be crucified apart from Him. You'll never want to. You'll never be motivated to. It won't be worth it. There'll be other things more worth it to you. But I can't. I have a family. I can't. I've got property. I can't. I have business. I can't. I have plans. And he says, well, you're not worthy of me. You love your family more than me, you're not worthy of me. You love your job more than me, you're not worthy of me. What does not worthy of me mean? What do you think that means? You're not worthy of me. I died on the cross, but it obviously wasn't for you. Because you're not all in. You're not motivated. You won't confess. You won't humble yourself. You won't be broken. See, the men of character that I need are men that, when they come into the inner chamber with me, they come in total abandonment and absolute trust. There's no other way, guys. I'd love to sugarcoat it for you. I'd love to tell you that it's easy. It's not going to be hard. You're not going to have to do what we saw the agony on with Brock. Don't quit on me. Don't quit on me. When you're going to get slapped across the cheek and he's going to say, now don't quit on me. Turn that other cheek. I had a wife tell me that her husband spit on her. I said, don't give up. Don't give up on him. That's hard. You've been betrayed. You've been lied to. You've been cheated. You've been swindled. Don't give up. Turn the other cheek. Go the second mile. Bless those who persecute you. Pray for your enemies. Don't give up. Don't tell me it's too hard. Brock was going, it hurts. It hurts to turn the other cheek. It hurts to swallow your pride and die to yourself, to be crucified to your right to yourself. That's what he bids you to come and do. Come and die. Come and give up the right to yourself. Come and become nothing, that I might become everything in you. John the Baptist, Jesus said, was the greatest guy that ever lived. That was his testimony. I must decrease, he must increase. Here's the thing, guys. Brock got some strength from somewhere when he was making that thing. That crawl, that death crawl. When men decide that they're going to be all in, when men decide that they're going to give it and lay it, leave it, as we say, all on the field, when men decide they're not going to give up, and they say, God, by your grace, by your strength, by your mercy. But we got guys that just don't spend time in the strength book. You won't have strength when you, and he'll say, don't give up, and you've already given up. Because you don't have the Word of God hidden in your heart. You haven't memorized it, meditated on it. You're not strong in the Word. You're not strong in prayer. You're not meeting and seeing God's face. You're not hearing His voice. You're not a self-feeder. You've neglected it. And one day you'll end up with your face in your hands going, why did I neglect it? Why didn't I do what I knew I should do? You need other guys like those guys around you right here saying, come on, you can make it, don't give up. Because we'll all give up. I'll give up, you'll give up. But if guys come alongside and they say, come on, you can make it, don't give up. Turn that other cheek. Give that grace. Forgive that person. You can do it in Christ. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Not in my own power, but in His power. Not by spirit, by power, but my power, says the Lord. My spirit, says the Lord. He doesn't look at you and go, I bet you could make the death crawl 100 yards. He already said, apart from me, you can do nothing that's significant and eternal and redemptive. But he looks at you and says, let's do a death crawl because I'll get you to the finish line. I'll get you to the end zone. My grace is sufficient for you. Get this thorn out of my side. No, my grace is sufficient for you. So every guy has to decide if they truly want to be like Jesus Christ or not. Because if you want to be like Jesus Christ and get out there and turn the other cheek, get out there and go the second mile, pray for that person who doesn't wish you well, the one that's hurting you and wounded you and humiliating you and neglecting you. Do acts of kindness for them. Find ways to serve them. Wash their feet. That's what a disciple of Jesus Christ does. Is it hard? Not when he's doing it. It's hard when you're trying to do it in your own power, when you're holding back and trying to save your life only to lose it. That's when it gets hard. That's when you'll quit. That's when you say, this is unreasonable. He's asking too much. And I tell you guys, you can't meditate on the cross and ever say he's asking too much. So guys, this is where we're headed. This is what Jesus Christ called us to be. It's normal, everyday, garden variety Christianity to do this stuff. In the power of the Holy Spirit, being filled with his Holy Spirit, this is what the Holy Spirit leads us to do, the lives and the character he says that we'll have. And you can't get there on your own. It's only coming through, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn and are broken over their sin. Blessed are those who are humble and meek and understand I can't do it. You'll never get to hungering and thirsting for the righteousness of Jesus Christ and his character if you haven't been through the first three Beatitudes. If you have, then you can have that righteousness. And you'll find yourself hungry and thirsty to be just like him. And you won't see things as suffering anymore. You won't see slaps on the cheek as being put down or humiliated or persecuted. You'll see it as an opportunity to show the world what your Savior is like. Who says, don't give up. Give me all you got. Don't give up. That's the word for men today. That's the word for me and you today. I need you. I need you to cheer me on, to say, don't give up, Pete. Just like David said up here, he's trying to keep me from falling. I'm trying to keep him from falling. That's what we do. That's what the body of Christ. That's why we have a ministry to men. 95% of Christian men have no men in their life. No men's ministry. Nothing to attend. They wouldn't go if they had it, but they don't have it. You got it. We need to pull together. Jesus Christ called us, said, look, a new commandment I give to you. Love one another, even as I have loved you. How did he love us? He hung on the cross. I want you to hang on the cross for each other. I want you to forgive each other. He turned around to these guys after he had washed their feet and says, what I have done to you, I want you to do with each other. That means I want you to wash each other's feet, keep each other clean, forgive each other, cheer each other on. And we'll never make it to the finish line if we don't. So you've got to answer the question every day, not just today, but every day. Are you in or out? You're going to give him everything you got? You're going to want to be like Jesus Christ or not? Don't give me absolutely if somebody slaps you across the cheek and you slap them back. They spit on you, you spit on them. Twice. It's not Christian. It's not a disciple of Jesus Christ. He's called you to come and die. Now you need that guy next to you, so I want you to join hands with him. It's lock arms, lock shields. And this is, David said when he started giving his testimony, this is serious business. This is not playing games. This is deciding if you're going to be in for Jesus Christ in days right now where we see morality. We see two books in our culture, the rule of law and the moral law. The Bible and the Constitution are being trampled on. But guys like us don't need the actual book. We need the book in our heart. We need to live the character of the book, the Savior of the book, the Jesus of the book. We need to have the moral law and the rule of law. And Jesus says, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to show you guys that you couldn't keep it and you need me. Amen?
Amen.
You in or out?
Amen.
We need guys that can say that and they mean it with all their heart. I'm in. I'm going to give all I've got because I know Jesus will give me the grace to do it. That's what you're saying. He'll give me the strength, the wisdom, and all that I need. Father, that's what we pray right now as brothers in Christ. We're just gathering together in the Spirit of Christ. And Lord, we just want you to have your way in our lives. Help yourself, even as Jesus Christ allowed you to help himself to his life. And so, Lord, if you'll do that, we'll just glorify you and we'll praise you. We'll find out what true worship is. We'll find out that we can worship not just with our songs, but we'll worship with our lives. Our very lives as Jesus did. Lord, we want to be like Jesus. And we don't want to be afraid to say that. We want the freedom that comes from that. We want the joy that comes from that. The peace that comes from that. The gentleness and faithfulness and goodness and kindness. And the self-control that comes with being just like Jesus. That we may dispel the darkness and accomplish the mission he's given us to glorify Christ. We ask you to do that now through guys just like us, even today. So we pray in his powerful name. Amen.
Amen.
Go give them heaven, guys.